Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We give God all of the honor. We give God all of the glory. Hallelujah. That he has allowed us to have an opportunity again to say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give him the glory. Hello, this is Dr. Wenda, and I'm so glad you have joined me on Sunday prayer with Dr. Wenda. I am so joyful today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Made it through another week. Hallelujah, hallelujah. With a mind that is set on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, all praises go to our God, our Creator, and his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Oh, we come before you today, first thanking you for bringing us through this week. As we went to and fro, taking care of what we took care of this week. Some of us went to work. Some of us stayed home. Some of us had different tasks to complete. And some of us was on vacation and just chilled. But we thank God for bringing us back together again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, where we can pray for one another. Lord, we lift up the unsaved people today, the people that are in darkness and they are not aware of or they refuse to accept the light that's given in God's word. Lord, we surround them with your love. And Lord, we ask you to provide a way for them to accept you before it's everlasting too late. Lord, allow those distractions in their lives to be moved away from them so that they can call on your name. Oh, that they can be able to tune in to a broadcast, tune in to hear somebody say that Jesus loves them. Lord, remove the distraction, whether it's a thing or whether it's a person, for them to hear your word, to feel your touch. Oh, to break the bondage off of their lives. Lord, we're praying that they will accept you as Lord and Savior before it's everlasting too late. Lord, remember those that are in the hospitals today all over the world, those that are in rehab centers all over the world. Lord, provide healing for them. Help them to believe that God can still heal them if it's according to his will. And Lord, the family members that have lost their sons and their daughters and their nieces and their nephews and their grandchildren and their neighbors and their friends and they're grieving today, Lord, comfort them where they are. Help them to focus in on those happy moments. Lord, comfort them. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up the world leaders today. Lord, the ones that truly want to help the people in their country. And Lord, we're also lifting up the leaders that are selfish and only concerned about lining their pockets with money, and the people in that country are poor and needy. Lord, we're lifting them up that you would work on their minds, that both types of leaders would be concerned with the people in their country, in their town, in their villages, in their state, that they would make decisions to benefit the people and not just lining their bank accounts, not just making themselves rich and their family rich, but be concerned about the needs of the people that they're over. Lord, move by your spirit. Move by your spirit today. Hallelujah, move by your spirit. Lord, the ones that have backslidden, the ones that knew you in the pardon of their sins, the ones that knew that you loved them and they felt your presence, but yet they turned their back on you and they went back into the world. Lord, open up a way that they can come back home. Just like the prodigal son, to come back home. Hallelujah. Help them to recognize that what they left, hallelujah, is more valuable and more precious than the stuff that they're in right now. Lord, bring them back. The word of God says you're married to the backslider. So Lord, bring the backslider back to you before it's everlasting too late. Lord, we lift up the prayers today. Lord, we lift up the prayers specifically for the state of Maryland and the murder rate that is increasing in the areas in Maryland. Lord, Lord, intervene. Intervene. Help people to be more loving. More loving, Lord, to be concerned about themselves and others. Lord, we need you. We need you, Lord. Oh, Lord, stop the murder demons that are running rampant. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, we recognize that we can do nothing without you. And we ask you to give us what we need so that we can represent you in these last and evil days, that we can hold on to our faith in you, that we can grow in our relationship with you, that our lights would shine brighter in the world. Lord, we need you. And we thank you for hearing our prayer this morning. We thank you this afternoon. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Hallelujah. Remember our unsaved relatives. Save them before it's everlasting too late. Lord, remember the spiritual leaders all over the world. Strengthen them that they will stay on the wall, that they will not compromise them, the message that you have given them to share, that they will not sell out to the enemy, but that they will stand firm and do the work that you have given for them to do. And Lord, you hear the secret prayers, those prayers that are prayed for individuals and prayed for groups of people. Lord, let healing take place. Let salvation take place. Let deliverance take place. Send in people to the churches that you want to be there, so to help the church to grow, to help your word to go forth in this world. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this. And we pray this prayer today, all to the glory of God. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, be blessed and have a great week. Study the Word of God. Don't forget to spend time in prayer, because we must grow. All of us must grow in our faith in God. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Prayer with Dr. Wenda. Bye-bye.